Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jesus just left Chicago, and it's not for New Orleans.
Well, Texas Blues there from Billy, Dusty, and Frank. Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with Amy K. Hutchins. Amy K. is the author of The Secrets Leaders Keep. She's an award-winning speaker. She's a great resource for in thought leadership. She's a thought leader on leadership, folks. How about that? Amy K., thanks again for being here. We're talking about change. Wrap it up for us. Put a bow on this topic for us. Amy, what do we need to do? What else do we need to do to be able to be leaders of change?
Well, I think there's, I'll end with two things, and I think that a lot of times people experience pain with change, and I think it's the leader's job to minimize that pain, and there's two ways to think about it. If you look at change as only four phases, so your people are either going to be in death and rebirth, they're going to be dreaming and scheming, they're going to be in the hero saga, or they're going to be in the promised land, a lot of pain comes when we believe that we should be in one stage further down the road than we are. Mm-hmm. So it's when a leader's like, well, we should have figured this out by now. We should have solved this problem. We should have turned the ship faster. That creates...
Who let this happen, right?
Exactly. And so the other thing is, we call that
the blame phase?
We can, but we also call it a false sense of urgency. And that is that when you get blindsided by change or the economy shifts or something happens in the industry or something, you know, causes you to start this cycle, a lot of leaders will start with, let's solve it. You know, let's get to the promised land. And what they end up doing is creating more stress in their culture, and they overwhelm their people rather than saying, okay, the first thing that we've got to realize is that this is happening. The old way's going away. I mean, it's like you have to walk through the process.
Isn't the best way to not create... what you just described is what I call creating a casualty list. See, that's the one thing you don't want to do. If your people are under heavy stress, then either you're not leading them the right way, you're creating a casualty list, you got the wrong people, or you're not seeing what's going on the way you should be, because the... Today, you've got to be in a constant state of change, don't you? I mean, isn't this, you're always moving from one thing to another. Yeah.
Absolutely. It's 100% of the time you're in one of the change phases. But I think that when leaders realize, and this is maybe a great example, suppose you're thinking about, like, moving office space, or suppose you're thinking about buying another company. Mm-hmm. The leader of the company has been ruminating on that for much longer before he or she announces it to their people. And so when he or she announces it to the people, that leader's like ready to go. And all of the other folks are sort of like, oh, well, they're in stage one. They're in the death and the rebirth. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, well, the old way's going away. Meanwhile, you know, the leader's in the hero saga trying to get stuff done. And that creates a tremendous amount of pain.
And that's where the casualty list comes in, isn't it?
Absolutely. And so I think it's really important for the leader to say, okay, look, everybody's going to be in a different phase. I can't wish people into another one. I've got to actually walk them through their pace. Now, you know, if somebody's dragging their feet going down the path, eventually you're going to have, you know, that, hey, I need you to step up a bit. But you still have to honor where they are. And then the other thing, now, this is the leader. And I'm really talking about the leader here for a second because I think this is important, too. The biggest pain that I see in a leader is when they leap too quickly to a solution or the next idea before actually walking through the stages themselves. I call that the rebound relationship, the rebound hire. You know, you fired your sales guy or gal, you immediately go out, you hire the next one, and they're just as bad or they're worse.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than taking the time to say, okay, wait a minute, what didn't work well before? Let's not, you know, hire the exact
same person. And this comes back to what we were talking about earlier in the earlier segment about making sure that when you hire people, you're not just hiring people who are competent to do the job, but they've got to be able to do the job with track shoes on.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, not only the track shoes, but the ability to run the race the way that you want them to run it, not necessarily the how you would do it,
right,
but that they've got the same end goal in mind so that you've got a good values alignment and you've got a good culture fit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that culture. And that culture, that's another thing that gets in the way of change, doesn't it?
For sure. And it's interesting because just last night I went to dinner with a colleague, and he was saying that he's interviewing, and one of the things that he sat down with a gentleman that would hire him, the CEO, and he said, look, before we start talking about the company, let's just you and I chat about whether we got the same end game.
Right.
And I thought, isn't that brilliant?
Yeah.
I mean, you've got enough confidence to look at somebody and say, hey, if we differentiate on the how, we'll figure it out. But if we're not aligned on the end game
the
in
values,
the interview, then let's not waste
right.
each other's time.
I call that the value step. Hey, Amy Kay, give us the website again quickly.
AMYK.com, AmyK.com.
Hey, Amy Kay, come back soon. Thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thanks for having me.
See you next time. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.